Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and important news you need to know. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. On Monday afternoon, Michael Cohen, the afternoon host on this radio station, interviewed Teresa Ghilarducci, an economics professor from the New School for Social Research. The interview followed her July 21 essay in the New York Times titled, Our Ridiculous Approach to Retirement. In both the article and the interview, Ghilarducci points out that senior citizens are financially ill-prepared for retirement. I fully agree. However, she never admits that a major reason for the problem has been actions of the U.S. government. Let me share a few points that she conveniently forgot to mention. First, the U.S. has suffered under Social Security since 1935. Even though it is explicitly not meant to fully pay for retirement, a higher percentage of the public thinks that Social Security will. Because so many people assume this to be true, that has discouraged additional savings to help fund life after working. Second, the return on Social Security taxes withheld from employees and paid by employers has been much lower than would have been earned if the funds had been privately invested. Instead of a smaller payment with no assets at death, retirees could alternatively have received larger payouts with the remaining balance inherited by heirs. Third, Ghilarducci claims that the defined benefit retirement programs have largely been successful. This is absolutely false. The only reason she can make this claim is that the federal government required no recording of retirement expenses until they were paid out. This allowed state and local governments and private employers to postpone funding for decades. Only now that these costs are coming due are people realizing the trillions of dollars of underfunding that has occurred. Fourth, she stated that 401k plans have largely failed. Well, why have such retirement plans in the nation of Chile been so successful? Two problems are that the U.S. government sharply limits the amount of possible retirement savings and imposes enormous regulatory burdens that make it difficult for even the savviest investor to obtain an adequate return. Fifth, Ghilarducci says that senior citizens return to the labor force because retirement assets are insufficient. Well, of course they are, as long as the U.S. government forces interest rates down to practically zero. Sixth, Ghilarducci did not disclose that she is the author of a plan presented to the House Labor and Education Committee in October 2008, advocating that the U.S. government confiscate all private retirement assets and replace them with government bonds. Upon reading her testimony to that committee, I am suspicious of anything she might write or say. I have more to say on this issue, but I'm out of time. That's it for today. Tune in again Wednesdays and Fridays for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.